Welcome, everyone, to the Cross-Community Working Group on Internet Governance Weekly. It actually says weekly teleconference, but it's been quite a few weeks since our last call. Today is Friday the 19th of September 2014, and we have a small agenda here, trying to basically put ourselves back on our feet and trying to see what our next steps are going to be. We'll start with the a quick status update on the charter, and then afterwards we'll discuss the reaction to the Net Mundial initiative or the Net Mundial follow-up. I'm not even sure what it's called now. And finally, a short report from the IGF Istanbul, if there is such a thing as reporting from the IGF on these issues. So does anybody wish to add anything to the agenda? Seeing no one put their hand up, let's proceed forward then with the charter status. You've got a link to the charter in case you've forgotten about it. We've got version 3.2, which was the version that was then sent to all of the chairs of SOs and ACs. That was sent a while ago, a few months ago, and there hasn't been very much movement on this. I've had, I think on the ALAC side of things, the charter has been agreed. As far as the GNSO Council is concerned, I've had an interaction with Jonathan Robinson on this, and the way things work is someone from the council has to propose it and move it forward, and I'm not quite sure where we are on that. Perhaps we'll be able to have an update on this from Rafiq Damak, who should be joining us shortly, or maybe someone else knows where we are. I see Mikele has put his hand up. Mikele Nalin, you have the floor.
Oh, thanks. I didn't know I had a floor, but okay. Sorry, I'll behave. It is Friday. just on this, if it's simply a question of getting somebody to propose it, then it shouldn't be that hard. We should be able to simply ask somebody to propose it. That's normally how it goes. I'm not sure. Am I missing something obvious?
No, Mikele, it's Olivier speaking. It is just a case, apparently, from what Jonathan tells me, of having someone in the GNSO Council proposing it. I haven't followed this closely, so I don't know whether that is the case or not, and perhaps others here will know what the process is. But Jonathan said somebody needs to propose it, and then we'll put it on the agenda.
Well, if you need assistance with that, Olivier, just ping me after the call, and we can both ping Jonathan and ask, and if needed, we can then just ask. Well, all we need is one GNSO councillor to propose it and another one to second it, as far as I know. And if there's something missing, I'm sure Jonathan will be able to tell us.
Okay, thank you for this, Mikele. Are you aware whether there's been any discussion in the GNSO for or against the charter? Has there actually been any discussion at all?
Olivier Mikele speaking. It's not on my radar. I mean, I'll be perfectly honest. There's been several topics over the last couple of months that have been more on my radar than others, both at the GNSO and at the board level. This isn't one that has really kind of come across my desk being flagged by anybody in any kind of shape or form. So it is perfectly possible that it was discussed, but if it was, I don't recall. Sorry.
Okay, thank you for this, Mikele. I wonder if someone else, I see Avery is on the call. I wonder whether, and I'm sorry to put you on the spot, Avery, but I wonder whether you have any further information on this. Has this been circulated or discussed somehow? And where we are, basically. Avery Doria?
Just an observer on this group, but as we actually had it on our agenda at the last meeting, it was not on the agenda as a motion. No one has brought brought it forward, you know, as a motion. I don't actually know if any of the members of this group are on the council, but certainly, and no one came to me as an observer in the group and a council member and said, you know, can you put this forward? I believe that we had a brief conversation about it that was sort of a, why are we doing this? Is this still going on? Wait a second, have they solved the problems with the numbers of members in the group? Oh, we need to talk about this more some other point. I don't know that I captured the discussion exactly. I'd have to go back and look at the transcript. I admit that it was, since it wasn't thing I planned to speak on, you know, I didn't track it really tight, but I think there's sort of there's no champion for it in the council, let me put it that way.
Yeah.
And as I say, I'm not even sure if there's a full member of the group in the council. And there is the issue, the pending issue of, you know, the number of people. It's the issue that I believe Marilyn and others in the commercial stakeholders and I don't know that that's been resolved, and it did, what I'm not being exactly sure of without going back and checking is whether the issue of the number of people came up in a mailing list or in the actual conversation we had, because this meeting was one we had while we were at IGF, and even the doing of the meeting was difficult. So I can certainly go back and check the transcripts to see if there's more to it, but there really isn't. And now I guess it was Amr or someone was looking at trying to get it at least discussed again on the upcoming meeting next Thursday, but it's too late again for a motion. And yes, a motion just needs to be written, you know, in the sort of Baroque style that the council has borrowed from whereases and therefores and resolved, and then it has to be made and seconded for it to have a vote. But at this point, I think we should understand where the commercial stakeholder group is on it first. You know, and basically, I stopped being a champion. I'm not sure I ever was a champion, but when got made that an observer could be seen but not heard without, you know, being moderated on the mailing list, I decided I certainly wasn't championing it in the working group. I mean, in the council. Thanks.
Thank you very much for this, Avery. It's Olivia speaking. And there are a couple of things which have since changed. I'm looking at the charter itself, or the proposed charter. The issue of numbers mentions here under participants 5A, there shall be a minimum of 2 members from each participating SO and AC, and a maximum of 5 members from each participating SO and AC. So that might be, I think what you mentioned, what you alluded to with regards to the BC having a problem with this. The other thing that you mentioned with regards to observers, that's actually changed. On the charter it says all SOs and ACs may nominate observers if permitted by and in accordance with their own rules and procedures. Such observers are entitled to participate in work group deliberations on an equal footing with the members, except for formal voting. Where voting is limited only to members, so that there should be a lift certainly on the moderation of observers, if there was any. I can't even remember if there was such a thing, but if there was such a thing, it looks like there should be a lifting of that. There most definitely is. Okay, so
oh, yeah.
that I think would probably have to be lifted, because the charter itself says that the observers participate on an equal footing.
Okay. Yeah, if I can make one more point, it's interesting because that minimum of 2, maximum of 5 is the formula that we managed to use for the, or similar to the formula we managed to use for the CWG IANA, and for some reason it went through there, and so I was kind of surprised to see it popping its head back up here, but perhaps the people that care about representation care more about this issue. I don't know. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks for this, Avery. What I suggest then, two action items from this. One, I would be, first action item, I would be writing to Jonathan Robinson and ask him for a status report on this. And depending on what his response is, I will be following up with members of the, well, first with Rafiq, of course, since he is in the GNSO, but he's not on the council, I understand, but he would obviously be able to speak to his councillors on the council. Can I follow up with you as well, Avery?
Sure. I mean, I am one of Rafiq's councillors, and, you know, all things being equal, if observers are allowed to fully participate, then my issue is gone.
Okay.
And either Amr or I could make a motion, and or Marilia. I mean, so yeah. But we would hopefully, I really think that we need to have someone second it from another group if it gets that far. I think it unseemly when we have one group make it and the same group second it, though it happens.
Thank you, Avery. Mikkel and Ellen.
No, I mean, we've got three councillors as well. You know, it's like, if the motion is non-contentious, then I've got three councillors I can ask and just say, look, could you please support this? I mean, if that thing about, you know, the cross, whatever the hell type thing Avery mentioned, I mean, you know, that shouldn't be an issue. I mean, if it's non-contentious, this should not be an issue at all. Thanks.
Thank you for this, Michele.
This is Greg Shatton. Should I get in the queue as well, please?
Yes, Greg. Well, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you. I've had, you know, some discussions internally with some other members of CSG. You know, I think, but I can't speak for the CSG clearly, and I do think that the issue on representation, you know, given the observer status in being equal in all but voting, which hopefully we do only rarely and reach to consent and, you know, stick to consensus wherever we can and should. I would presume it could be overcome if it hasn't already been overcome within the CSG. I thought we had kind of gotten there, and then I think the whole charter thing kind of just meandered off course a bit, you know, probably could be could be set to rest within the CSG very easily just by a little focus. If as I say again, it hasn't already been set to rest, and just that we've essentially kind of forgotten about it as this group kind of got a little bit sidetracked. I would also mention that unfortunately the motion deadline for the next upcoming council meeting is already passed. It was the 15th of September for the meeting on the 25th of September. So I think the next meeting of the council would be at the Los Angeles meeting.
Okay, thanks very much for this, Greg. It's unfortunate, but I guess we'll just have to work with that. Next is Rafiq Damak.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead, Rafiq.
Okay, so I think just some context. When we worked on the charter a few months ago, it's the idea of representation. We got it, I think, from the work of the cross community working group drafting team between the GNSO and the CCNSO. So we try to use what they worked on. So I think for following up, yes, we will try to contact Jonathan, and I guess we can, I mean, we can work to get a motion for LA meeting, and so hopefully we can get the charter voted there.
Okay, that's great. Thanks very much, Rafiq. I think that we're pretty much done on the charter now. It seems that it was somehow left on the side. There's been just so much going on this summer, as we all know. And so, you know, I don't note the action item being listed there. Oh, now it is. Okay, excellent. That's just been put on the Adobe. Okay. So that's with the charter, and as you know, because we're still unchartered, we can only act at the moment as a, just in a, as a group of people, effectively. And so we now have the next part of our agenda, and that's the new milestones, the reaction to the Mundial Initiative, and also what are we going to be discussing during the session that we will have in Los Angeles. Rafiq and I felt it was important for us to have a session, if only because we really need to have some face-to-face time to decide on what our next steps are. There's been so much going on with regards to Net Mundial. Is anybody here unaware of the developments with regards to Net Mundial, or do we have to go through them? I don't see anyone put their hand up, so I would take it that everybody is up to date on the Net Mundial initiative. There's also an e-book which was written by Bill Drake and others. I think Avery was one of the pen holders on that as well, to provide more information about what's happened next, etc. And the initiative itself, the Net Mundial initiative, seems to have now gone in towards the World Economic Forum, the WEF, with ICANN somehow stepping back and not having as much of a hands-on organizational role as it used to have, or at least as it appeared to have in the earlier part of the year. The question then comes to whether we will continue working on the Net Mundial Initiative as a working group, or whether there are other issues in internet governance that this working group would like to focus on. And I therefore open the floor for feedback on this and your own reactions. I was hoping that we would have Marilia Maciel with us, but I think she's unable to make this call as well. So if anybody else wishes to take the floor and provide us with their point of view on what our reaction should be to the follow-up, then you now have the chance to do so. I gather we're all happy with this. Okay, let me just make this an easy question. Should this group continue work on Net Mundial and the Net Mundial follow-up?
Olivier, I think you mean Net Mundial Initiative or also Net Mundial...
Net Mundial Initiative. I just call it Net Mundial because it's faster, but yeah, Net Mundial Initiative.
I mean, because...
Michele Nelen. Sorry, Rafiq, I see Michele who's put his hand up, and then we'll come to you. Michele.
Thanks, Olivier. Maybe it's just a question of parking it for the moment, because I mean, this kind of move for stuff over to the WEF and everything else has kind of moved it away from ICANN, but I mean not away from everybody who's involved with ICANN. Maybe it's just best to park it for the moment. I don't know. I mean, I don't have any terribly strong feelings about it.
Okay, thank you. Now, there was a question, actually, it's Olivier speaking, there was a question which Jonathan Robinson had sent me by email saying, well, with all of this development with the Net Mundial Initiative shifting to WEF, does this affect this working group in its actual purpose? And Rafiq, you were speaking a bit earlier, I can give you the floor.
Yes. Just first, I want to clarify that there is a follow-up of Net Mondial in terms of in how to implement what's in the declaration and so on. But for the Net Mondial initiative, since the ICANN is involved in this alliance or whatever, just the question is how the community, maybe through this working group, see how it should be involved or how to influence the process. So that's why I think it's more raising the question how we should act in such context, because ICANN is a part, and it's not just a part, but I think pushing for this initiative with WEF. So what's the role of the community here in such process? So it's still, I think, still unclear. So just more question than having answer for now. Yeah.
Thank you. We're collecting questions, which is great, but it would be good to find answers at some point. Okay. Any other thoughts on this? I don't see anyone jump up and down to take the floor. It's one of these questions, really. I mean, this group started out specifically as a response to the Net Mondial in the case of this working group needing to produce some documents that would feed into the Net Mondial. But, of course, that was not its sole purpose. So there might be other purposes, and one of the things which we need to think of ahead of LA is also on the topics and whether we want to expand on our topics, etc. Greg Chatton, you have the floor.
Thank you, Greg Chatton. I do think that we should have, as part of our remit, keeping an eye on and participating in the Net Mondial initiative. And perhaps with some skepticism, since it seems in some cases to be more of a stepchild rather than a direct descendant of Net Mondial. And it's a little hard to see what exactly is supposed to happen after, from here on in. I understand there's supposed to be dialogues in certain regions in the rest of 2014, and then at the annual meeting of the WEF in Davos, a global multi-stakeholder summit and skiing on internet governance and cooperation in January of 2015, and consultations with multiple stakeholders are also supposed to occur according to their kind of, I wouldn't quite call it a founding document, but the closest I could find in a few minutes. So certainly I don't think we should turn away from it. Given that while we are not, we're kind of staying away from the IANA transition per se, to the extent that the Net Mondial Initiative is a relevant forum for internet governance, I think it behooves us to monitor it and to ideally, depending on our charter and other interests from other portions of ICANN, to put ourselves forward as at least a, if not the voice from the ICANN community, in regard to the Net Mondial initiative. Thank you.
Thank you for this, Greg. I have a question then. The Net Mondial initiative, now having taken a certain distance or distanced itself from ICANN, is it still in an ICANN working group's purview to be able to be involved in this? In other words, ICANN's mission is, of course, well-defined in its bylaws. The Net Mondial Initiative in its early days being closely linked with ICANN as one of the organizing parties was obviously in the remit of this working group. Now that it's further out, would this working group still be able to operate on this? Oh, an open question. I note that Avery Doria has put her hand up. Avery?
Isn't Greg's hand up before mine?
I'm not sure whether Greg had a follow-up.
That's old hand.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Okay, sorry. I think that, first of all, while I can won't necessarily still be leading it. It's going to remain to some degree involved. And I thought that this group, I'd have to go back and reread the charter, but I thought that this group was dealing with ICANN's reactions and interactions with external internet governance goings on. So if the NMI, Net Mundial Initiative, or as is rumored, will be renamed something that doesn't steal the brand, is going on, I don't see why this group wouldn't have it within its chartered scope. But I suppose, you know, going back to the first item, you better check the charter to make sure that that is indeed. I see no, in principle, reason why, if it's going to affect ICANN and if ICANN might affect it, then it would seem to be in scope of this kind of group. We're not saying it's a policy development process that, that puts any obligations on board to do X, Y, or Z. I guess I can't use that A, B, or C. But it certainly seems within scope. Thanks.
Thank you for this, Savory. Next is Greg Shatton.
Hi, it's Greg Shatton again. And I did quickly open the charter, and it says our objective is to increase the participation of the ICANN community in discussions and processes pertaining to internet governance. It's not limited to those where ICANN is involved as a kind of a chartering member itself, or that are ICANN driven. I think in that regard, our remit is clear. I would also say that, just to modify some of my earlier remarks, it also says, for the avoidance of doubt, the working group shall not act as a representative of the participating SOs and ACs collectively or individually. So we're not so much a representative unless we're specifically asked to do so by the SOs and ACs. But nonetheless, you know, we can represent a sense of a portion of the ICANN community and certainly act as a bridge and monitor of NMI or whatever it becomes. Certainly turning our back on it, whether or not it becomes a major internet governance initiative, I think would be, to some extent, would be failing our remit. Thank you.
Thank you for this, Greg. It's Olivier speaking. Actually, just reading the next line, the scope. The charter does mention the scope of activities of the working group is to do whatever it deems relevant and necessary to facilitate and ensure engagement and participation of the ICANN community in the global internet governance scene and multi-stakeholder decision-making processes. So I guess, yes, we are, with this charter, we are in line with things. And I note in the chat, a note from Alain Bidron, who mentions that the ICANN CEO priorities given by the board are not to concentrate anymore on Net Mundial initiatives. It does not mean that the ICANN community shouldn't keep an eye on Net Mundial initiatives. So what I would suggest then, as and it's not even an action item, I guess it's an ongoing item, is that we will keep the Net Mundial thread, or the Net Mundial initiative thread going, and keep a close watch over its activities. I mean, should we allocate someone to this, or are we all just as a group? I guess as a group, we'll probably be able to monitor what's going on, and I'm sure that some of us might even be directly involved with the follow-ups. So that's the Net Mundial thread. Now, of course, the life and the Internet is not all about Net Mundial. There were so many other things that took place at the IGF Internet Governance Forum in Istanbul. I open the floor for suggestions on other topics now that this group should be looking at, or at least should be monitoring, so as for us to be ready if there is any consultation or requests for input from the global internet community, as is sometimes asked, that this group would be in a position to know that this is coming up and to then make decisions on whether there might be some interest in our community to contribute. I open the floor. The floor is still open, actually. I've never closed it, but you're all welcome to comment. Greg, you've put your hand up?
It was more of a, just to ask a question with regard to the last item, whether there's anybody who by, and maybe given the small number of people on the actual call, this is something that should be put out to the list as an action item, is whether anybody is already involved in the Net Mundial initiative or whatever it will become, and you know, would be likely or possibly attending the World Economic Forum meeting in Davos, so that they could, you know, perhaps be tasked by us to, you know, be to report back. Since for those of us who are not necessarily, you know, buying our plane tickets for Davos, could are not as likely to be well informed on what's going on there as intimately as somebody who is participating because of, you know, other you know, commitments that they have to do so. Thank you.
Very good point, Greg. Thank you. It's Olivier speaking. Let's have this as an action item then, for Olivier to send an email to the list, the mailing list, asking if any working group participants are involved in the Net Mundial initiative. I think that would be a good... Do you have this, Renate? I'm not actually even sure who is taking the notes. Is it Renate who's taking the notes?
Yes, and I'll be putting it in the pod in 2 minutes.
Super. Thanks very much, Renate. Olivia speaking now. Back to the question of other topics that this working group should at least be monitoring, or individuals on this group should be able to monitor. I note a question from Leon Sanchez in the chat. Should we be looking as a group to the proposed bylaw changes that gives a GAC a bigger weight? Open question. Any thoughts on this? Michele Nalen.
Hi, Olivier. Michele for the record. If it's within our power to look at it, I think we definitely should, because it's something that... I get the general impression that most sections of the ICANN community are quite opposed to it, though whether or not ICANN will pay attention and, you know, take that message on board or not isn't 100% clear.
Okay, how should this group then look at this? I mean, should it come up with its own text, or should it try and see if coordinated text between the different SOs and ACs, or because this again is a very time sensitive thing. The proposed bylaw changes, the public comment ends in a few days' time, if I can remember correctly. So it's one of these things.
Olivier, just very briefly, I believe this topic is up for discussion in LA, regardless of any timelines around the public comment. But as for the exact action, I mean, if you're asking me a simple open question, should we as a group be concerned about something, my answer would probably be yes. If you ask me a specific question as to what exactly we should be doing, my answer is, oh, help, why are you asking me questions? Thanks.
Okay, thank you for this, Michele. Yeah, the reply period closes on the 9th, the 30th of October, so that will close right after the LA meeting, and so this is likely to be one of the topics for discussion. Let's put down a list of topics, then, that people are suggesting, and so, Renate, I guess you're taking the notes, so that as far as the topics for LA, we could be discussing the proposed bylaw changes that give the GAC a bigger weight. That's one. Of course, the Net Mundial initiative will be another one. Any other potential topics? And I hope you realize I'm being very open here in accepting. I'm not one to choose the topics. I'm just saying, well, these are interesting threads. Let's see if we can explore them when we have a few more people around the table. Michele, your hand is still up.
Ignore it.
Okay, thanks. So what else? IGF questions which were around. There was one question of ICANN and human rights. I don't know whether I think the Council of Europe has presented something, a document that looks at ICANN and looks at the operation of ICANN based on the human rights and freedom of speech, etc. Is this something, I guess, that could be taken up by this group or not? There was also a discussion on the IGF funding. There were many different discussions in Istanbul. Michele?
I'm picking up on the keyword funding. I'm ignoring what you put in front of us. ICANN, its budget, how it uses it, the sources of its revenue and all that, it's something that really does need to be discussed more. Earlier this week, there were the first set of auctions which brought in, 15 million in extra revenue to ICANN, and yet they still haven't decided what the hell they're going to do with that money. It's all a big question mark. ICANN's entire thing around the new TLD program was apparently quote-unquote cost recovery, but some people were saying to me over the last couple of weeks that a lot of those numbers were based on a much lower number of TLD applicants. And if you look at the ICANN budget, some of the predictions in terms of volumes and everything else are probably, being diplomatic, a little off. On the most recent call that you were on yesterday with me and maybe one or two other people on this call, with Fadi, he was talking about, I suppose to paraphrase him since he used lots of buzzwords, I think he's talking about greater levels of transparency with respect to certain aspects of their expenditure and everything else and involving the quote-unquote community in earlier in ICANN's process to decide how it's going to spend money. But there's a lot of stuff around this, I think, that does need to be discussed. I mean, ICANN spent a lot of money on IGF this year, has probably spent a lot of money in the past. I'm not saying that's particularly bad, good, or otherwise, but, you know, there's other money is being spent. The entire transition thing has run into millions. I mean, I don't know, is it under budget, over budget? You know, it's not a bottomless pit, and, you know, the money has to come from somewhere. Thanks.
Okay, thanks very much, Michele. Olivier speaking. So we can add this to our shopping list. And so that's ICANN funding, I guess, just to give it an overall umbrella theme. ICANN funding of initiatives. How's that?
Expenditure funding. I mean, the thing is this. I mean, we know that there's a big question mark over where a lot of the money from the new TLD program ends up, as in all the excess.
Yeah. The question being, it's Olivia speaking, the question being, is this already going to be treated in Los Angeles? I understand there might be one of the topics for the public session, the high interest sessions on the Monday, might be related to this. But if we have it in our shopping list, then of course we share this list with everyone on the mailing list before LA, then that will give us the ability to work on a subset of these issues. Michele?
Olivier, I'm just trying to keep this brief. Let me, being kind of semi-blunt, I'm actually being quite blunt. Do you honestly expect this issue to be resolved in a single session in L.A.?
It's Olivia speaking. I'll be quite frank in speaking on my own sake that we'll probably have a lot of questions. I don't think that we'll have any answers.
No, but that's what I mean. I think, you know, the thing with some things, sure, they're time sensitive in the respect that, let's say, if there's a common period open on a particular issue, if this group were to take on a responsibility within its remit to weigh in on something hypothetically, then, you know, you have a there might be time constraints on doing so. But when you're looking at something like, say, the funds from these auctions and how those funds are used, or the bigger picture with respect to ICANN's expenditure on various things which may or may not be considered to be part of its core mission, that's something which isn't going to be resolved in one, two, or even three meetings. I mean, various people have asked quite pointed questions of ICANN senior staff with respect to certain expenditure items, and, you know, maybe two, three meetings go by before a clear answer is actually provided. Thanks.
Thank you, Michele. So we've got the second topic here. So that's ICANN expenditure. Is that correct? Expenditure. Any other potential topics for Los Angeles? I don't see anyone put their no one's putting their hand up, okay. Well, that's just two topics. What I'll be doing is to send an email to the list and ask for some topics for our LA meeting. I must say I'm a little concerned that we haven't got any more ideas as to how to spend this time which we have face-to-face in a positive way and actually move forward on things and expand our operations. By expanding, sorry, I'm saying rolling our operations, start actually doing things. Greg, I briefly saw you put your hand up.
Yes. I guess I was just thinking it would be helpful, although it may be elementary to some, if not many or even all of us, to, you know, as part of it, to take a review of the various internet governance hotspots that are occurring, and whether we and to what extent this group should be involved in those, because, you know, there are things other than the Net Mundial initiative going on, and I think it would at least be helpful to kind of run through what they are and if anything, our group should be doing about them, so that we're, you know, do not continue to be overtaken by events. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for this, Greg. I noticed a plus one from Michele on the chat. I mean, this year obviously has also got the ITU Plenipot. Is this in the remit of this group? I guess that as long as the ITU Plenipot starts having things on the internet and about the running of the domain name space and other things, then of course that would fit within our remit, I guess. I know there's not been very much done within ICANN on this forthcoming plenipotentiary conference in Lausanne, but that said, there are the feedback that I have from other sources is that there are some very, let's say it sarcastically, interesting proposals on the table from the world's usual suspects. And so it could be worth some of this working group to also look at that. And obviously you mentioned many other fora as well. So review of the various internet governance hotspots is what I'll put on the agenda as a potential thing that covers everything. Any other suggestions? Okay, I think we've got a little bit to start with. I'm hoping that we can develop this over the next few weeks on the email list and that those people who are missing from this call will be able to participate and add their points so that we actually have a good, helpful, and certainly fruitful meeting in Los Angeles. I have a concern that I'll share with all of you, and that's that today, whether ICANN wants to be part of the international internet governance debate or not, it hasn't got any choice. It is part of the international internet governance debate, whether it is to do with its own accountability or its contracts with the U.S. government or the INA transition or the running of the domain name space in many different ways. And we've seen that at the IGF, a great number of sessions were somehow related to ICANN one way or other. Whether this was by design or this was just because the MAG decided so or just coincidental, that's another story, and I'm not going to venture into this. But it's obviously clear that ICANN is involved with all of this global internet governance because it has to be involved. The concern that I've had so far, though, is that the communities that make up ICANN and that should be the ones really responsible and responsive to these processes have been pretty quiet. And so staff has had to lead the way on this, and much to the disapproval of our communities because of the fact that many believe that this totally breaks the bottom-up model. But somehow I have a feeling that staff has more filled a vacuum than has had to fill that vacuum, because otherwise the alternative was that ICANN would not even be involved in any of the stuff that is likely to affect ICANN. So I'm hoping that we're really going to start seeing the importance. We as a community see the importance of these issues and actually spend more time more time on this than what we've done so far. I know that Bill isn't quite happy with this interpretation. That's just my own feeling on the thing. You're, of course, very welcome to all share your points on this call. Michele Nalin.
Thanks, Olivia. Michele, for the record. I understand what you're saying, and I appreciate what you're saying, Olivia. However, the general issue that has been voiced by several of us, well, actually quite a few of us, to ICANN staff, and in particular the senior management, is that ICANN needs to both slow down and also do a better job of communicating stuff effectively to the community. So while I understand what you're saying, it should not be trying to operate in the same kind of agile fashion that a small business might be able to operate in. I mean, there is a degree of accountability that it should have to the broader community, to stakeholders, to contracted parties, to the GNSO, to the board, to everybody. I mean, it's not simply a question of ICANN execs kind of going, oh, hey, this sounds like a good idea, let's go off and drop a few million euro on Project X over here. So I don't know what way Bill and others would characterize that, but I don't think that many people would be fully supportive of what you were saying. Thanks.
Okay, thank you for this, Michele. I might have misstated what I wanted to mean, but the concern that I've had is that so far any issues relating to internet governance has been a case of staff having to move forward or doing things without consulting the community, just maybe consulting the board, and then afterwards explaining itself to the ICANN communities, and the concern being there that there was a disconnect between the community and the staff and the board. I'm just thinking that this working group here should be a bridge between the communities and the ICANN staff and the board, on these issues as a first-stop shop, if you want. If there is an issue that needs to be dealt with quickly, then the board or ICANN staff could ask this committee to discuss those points to start with before convening any big face-to-face meeting or huge conference call that the usual suspects attend. I note from Bill in the chat, there are numerous people in the community with extensive experience in IG processes outside ICANN, but there's been little effort to engage them in a community staff process. The NCHG meetings with the board over the years, I pressed this point many times, tried to find out what the board was doing, and I got little, I gather, feedback is the word after this. I don't think that we disagree on that. I'm pretty much in line with this. Okay, the time is ticking, and I'm afraid we haven't really gotten very far today, partially because we have so few participants. But at the same time, we do have a way forward for Los Angeles. We'll have the Net Mundial Initiative, ICANN expenditure, and a review of the various internet governance hotspots. I'll be asking the mailing list if we have other topics to discuss face-to-face. And hopefully by LA, we will have more of an idea of how many SOs and ACs have now chartered this working group. I do feel a bit uneasy about still not being chartered and therefore working in some kind of a ad hoc fashion. Perhaps if I could ask Renate as an action item that we go on a roundup of all the SOs and ACs and find out who has chartered, who hasn't chartered yet, then at least we'll have a clear view of that. And finally, I noticed some people have problems with Adobe, but that's a different story. Finally, I open the floor for any other business. I know that there was a report from IGF Istanbul, but there wasn't really very much to report on the issue of internet governance. I think majority of us were in Istanbul, and we well know that there was the Net Mundial Initiative on the one hand, the IGF funding firm or whatever it's called, that funding fund that's been started on the other side, and the discussion on the future of the IGF, which is an ongoing discussion, and I expect that next year we'll be continuing that discussion on the future of the IGF. Hearing no one speak or seeing no one put their hand up, any other business? No? Okay. So I thank you all for coming on this call. And the next call, I'm not sure. I don't think that we need a call until Los Angeles. If any of you think that we do need one, please say so now. No? Okay. So no call until L.A. And we will be meeting. So we will be meeting face-to-face over there. I don't have the exact date for it. I need the... Renata, do you have the date of our meeting in L.A.?
I requested the meeting for the Wednesday. I hope to have a confirmation pretty soon, but I think it will be on the Wednesday.
On the Wednesday. You've got a time for this, or do you ask for a meeting any time on Wednesday?
No, I asked one at 8:30 in the morning because then I thought that would be the less clash possible with other meetings.
Okay, thank you for this.
Sorry,
we're out clashing on that.
Sorry.
Yes, go ahead.
This Rafik,
yes.
Yeah, that will clash with a meeting I have to chair in that time, so...
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's not a good start. Wednesday, 8:30 in the morning. Let me just check quickly on my agenda. 8:30, yes. Oh, dear. That will be working for me. That works for me. I'll just miss something that I can miss, so that's okay.
Otherwise, if you can suggest another time, I can try and move it. No guarantees.
Yeah, thank you, Renate. The LA schedule looks to be very, very full for everyone. Perhaps could you just... If you can just send a quick doodle on the different spots. What I do know is that today is the deadline for the agendas to be sent. So I think that the room allocations and all of this is already closed. So if we've got that time, then they're not going to be able to change us to anything else.
Well, with difficulty.
Yeah. You're being very kind. All right, fine. Let's just keep it at that. And if you can just remind everyone once you've got the confirmation of that time, and we'll see if we can juggle things around a little bit. Rafiq, you can't make it for the whole length of the call of the meeting?
Yeah, I have an executive committee meeting, and I have to chair it. So I mean.
Well, the whole length, from 8:30 to 9:30, or is it 8:30 to 11, to 10?
It's 8:30 to 9:45.
Yeah, 8:30 to 9:45. Thank you, Renate.
I have the meeting from 8:30 to 10, so...
Oh, dear. Well, okay, we'll follow up after this call. I realize we are 4 minutes beyond the end of this call, so I thank everyone for having made an appearance here and contributed to this. We'll follow up by email, and we'll see you, I hope, all of you, in Los Angeles. Of course, as you know, there will be remote participation possible as well, so there's no trouble if you're not able to make it to the face-to-face meeting in L.A. Thanks very much, and goodbye. This call is now adjourned.